Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic, nationalistic patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday. Oh my gosh. Well, I think we're about ready to get wifflebatted, to tell you the truth, because holy cow, we've got statements here about a possible draft needing to happen. And
right. To meet the Chinese threat.
Yes. And so, of course, you know, we've got China busy saying, okay, well, you guys went ahead and you're pushing it with the United States to Taiwan, basically saying you went and met them, and then you had them come over there, and you guys are now forcing us to take you over, right?
Right.
Which is so ridiculous.
It's been their plan all along. So, you know, yeah. At some point, they got to find a reason to blame us for forcing them to have to invade Taiwan as a stepping stone to the United States.
Even though they've already made maps with their border surrounding Taiwan.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah. And so we're instigating it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what communists do. They just lie, and blame you for all of their bad works.
Well, and you've got the deep state communists over here helping them do it as well.
I know, exactly. It doesn't matter what part of the world a communist is on. They're all on the same agenda.
Right.
Right? Which is to lie, to steal, and to
kill.
To get rid of God, and basically kill as many people as possible.
That's why communism is satanic.
It is. That's exactly. I mean, if Satan had a governance structure, it would be communism. And it basically is communism.
And all of its different, you know, you can package it up as globalism or Bolshevism or climate change or, you know, sustainable development or whatever you want to call it. It's all still rooted in the same thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And it is utterly anti-American.
Yeah, anti-American, anti-God, anti-capitalism.
Yep.
And, anti-life, really, and anti-freedom. It just keeps going on, anti-everything good, basically.
That's right. That's right.
Except for them. The only good thing coming out of communism is how much money the people at the very top get to line their pockets with that they've stolen from everyone else.
While subverting our morality, which they identified decades ago as the underpinning, the cornerstone for the strength of America,
yeah,
and the West,
right,
is our morality and our primarily our Christian-based faith.
Yes, our faith.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, that came straight out of China. They said the real source of our strength is our faith in God.
Yes.
And that was astonishing coming from a communist research effort, right?
Yes.
And so the fact that they recognize that, that's amazing. And the fact that they would also recognize it, but not switch to it themselves. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, we want to have that strength too. We want to be strong too. So what's their secret formula? God. Okay.
We're gods.
Now, instead of
they're saying, going, yeah, well, we're gods now.
Hey, we should adopt God and so we'll have that strength and prosperity too. No. It's like, how do we cut their knees out from under them so they won't be so strong? So then we can be gods, like
yes,
you said.
Yep, yeah. Right.
What a weird way of thinking.
Well, and so this is a very serious prospect here. This Epoch Times article I have here says the U.S. military would need conscription to fight China.
Yeah.
And so says here that the U.S. military could not achieve victory in a war with China using its current all-volunteer force, according to one expert, and that the United States will thus need to radically transform its force structure to better contend with the emerging threat environment up to and including by reinstating conscriptions, said Jonathan Escansas, an assistant professor of politics at the Catholic University of America. And he says, this is a five-alarm fire. And he is talking about how we're facing global threats and we have a force structure which we know will not work against those threats.
Right.
And so, you know, here we're talking about 200 million man army, right?
And this is what we've been warning of for forever. And,
exactly.
You know, this is clearly intentional. So this new call, now, will the Pentagon or will this regime respond to those calls about what it would take to face the type of adversary that China has become and are becoming. They're
That's
getting
right.
stronger by the day. We're getting weaker by the day. And they have intentionally subverted our military might and
exactly
our standing in the world, our economic might, our political influence. They have subverted it everywhere since day one of this regime. And before that, during the 44th president, they began that. Well, even probably actually goes back to the Clintons, the beginning of the subversion of America's standing and strength.
Right. You know, what I would find interesting is if they bring about a draft, consider who they would be drafting. I mean, these are all the young people that want to just fight everything anyway. Let them go fight. You know, they're the ones that are in such support of the whole liberal agenda, and now they're going to be used as fodder to go fight the Chinese. How do they like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we'll see a complete turnaround.
They like communism so much. Now they're going to get shoved out there to be the useful idiots.
Yeah. And they're going to find out that this whole thing is about depopulation anyway. And
exactly.
And they are fodder. And they've been warned of that for the longest time. You know, just like the brown shirts under the Nazis. You know, they're going to wreak havoc and go out into the streets and create mayhem. And the chaos necessary for this regime to grab the power that they need to, you know, the solution to the problem that they created. And then they go in and they wipe out the brown shirts. Once they've outlived their usefulness, they're expendable.
Well, and there's this other side of this possibility of instating a draft is the fact that, really? Do they want to do this now? They want to draft people now, and so that they're going to have what, 2 weeks to train? You know,
right?
I mean, really, this is talk about late in the game for wanting to finally face reality and go, oh my gosh, we don't have any military.
And why do we not have any military? Because of these jab mandates, because of this woke
because
agenda.
Of the communist coup.
Yeah, exactly. Because the woke agenda and this politicization and socialization of our military, you know, with this advancement of, I mean, they've got, you know, a military czar for advancing sexual perversion.
Right.
You know, the patriots in the military, the people want to fight, you know, America, they're saying, this is not the military that I signed up for.
That's
and
right.
They're not re-enlisting. They're getting out and their numbers are way below. So now they're resorted to having to actually begin discussing the draft.
Yep. Well, and after we get to the word of the day, we've got a couple different things that we're going to focus on that bring this whole picture nicely together as far as the Pentagon leaks.
Right.
And bank statements to Biden.
Yep.
And Hunter Biden and Joe Biden from the CCP.
Yes.
And how this is actually, how the leaked Pentagon documents are actually aiding the CCP.
Yep.
And here's all these 1,850 missing boxes that what did the Bidens get all these billions of dollars for giving them our classified documents?
Right.
You know, I mean, this is all, it all adds up nicely for Biden's being head of the communist coup in America to help bring it down. Of course, why wouldn't they sell the CCP our classified documents for billions of dollars?
Right. Yeah. it doesn't take a rocket scientist to start connecting dots.
Exactly. You know,
and asking the right questions that, and you can tell by the way that they respond too, or don't respond.
Yeah. Or suddenly try to shift their blame that they're so famous for doing
right
onto President Trump and his legally taking documents that that he's covered by in the Presidential Act. That
Get Trump.
Yeah. And so instead of them having the focus on them for stealing all of these documents, they've instead said, look at Trump is stealing documents. And, you know, it's like we just keep pointing out, that's what sociopathic liars blame other people for what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's just so nutty. But anyway, well, let's get to the word of the day.
Yes,
and then
we can
link some of these dots together.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
So what do you have for us? This a random turning?
Yep, random turning so let's see. So the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Ezra chapter 10, verses 1 through 9, which read under the title, Confession of Improper Marriages. Now, while Ezra was praying, and while he was confessing, weeping, and bowing down before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women, and children gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept very bitterly. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, spoke up and said to Ezra, we have trespassed against our God, and we have taken pagan wives from the peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel in spite of this. Now therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all these wives and those who have been born to them, according to the advice of my master and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter is your responsibility. We also are with you. Be of good courage and do it. Then Ezra arose and made the leaders of the priests, the Levites, and all Israel swear an oath that they would do according to this word. So they swore an oath. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of God and went into the chamber of Jehohanan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came there, he ate no bread and drank no water, for he mourned because of the guilt of those from the captivity. And they issued a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the descendants of the captivity that they must gather at Jerusalem, and that whoever would not come within 3 days, according to the instructions of the leaders and elders, all his property would be confiscated, and he himself would be separated from the assembly of those from the captivity. So all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered at Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th of the month, and all the people sat in the open square of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and because of heavy rain. And that's it.
Wow.
And
interesting.
Now, what is very interesting about that is that all of Ezra chapter 9 and chapter 10 are what I cover in my book 444.
That's right.
As the, that would be like a symbolic way of describing how we would purge our current elected offices of communists, right?
Yeah.
Because in Ezra chapter 9 and 10, it's the purging of the pagan wives that they were not supposed to take and that were an abomination to the Lord. And so they made this agreement. They took an oath to make a it was not just an oath, it was like a covenant that all the leaders and all the priests would re-covenant with the Lord to follow his law.
Right.
And then they would purge all of these pagan wives. And so the modern symbolism of that would be all of us, all of the American people
calling our
leaders and our pastors and all the people from our communities together to say, look, we're going to recommit to the God that gave us this land.
Yes.
And we're going to recommit to his divine structure
right
for the laws and the Constitution to be upheld. And we are going to remove the communists from our elected offices.
Yes.
And so that's it's like a modern day symbolism.
Of removing, of covenanting together with the Lord, of removing the abominations against God.
Exactly, because...
And, yeah, you could absolutely carry that same principle over. We don't have an issue with, you know, marrying pagan wives, you know, coming into a land where we're, you know, Babylonian women or whatever. The issue today is
the pagan communists.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And that has been such a poison. Well, it's led to where we are now. I mean,
exactly.
You know, from everything from this transgender movement to lies on every front, you know, whether it's the vaccine or whether it's support Ukraine or.
Right.
You know, all of it. Well, all and, just, yeah.
And see, and so that was when I had prayed, and you were there with me when I prayed to God asking him what we should do. You know, this was several years ago,
yeah.
What we should do about this communist coup. And I honestly, I heard in my mind, Ezra 9 and 10, and I actually thought, oh my gosh, is there even 9 or 10 chapters in Ezra?
Right.
I wasn't even sure.
Yes.
I was thinking, gosh, is that one of those 3 or 4 chapter books? I didn't even know. So when I turned to it and I read it, I went, oh, ding, 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 light bulb.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Purge the thing that is separating that us is, from God
yes.
and his blessings and his anointing.
Yep. And that is exactly the whole, like we're describing, if Satan had his own governance structure, it would be communism.
Right.
Paganism, communism, it's all from the same source.
Same roots. It's the same principalities.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Wow. And so the fact that that was what came to me from the Lord, and that's what my book 444 is based on.
Yeah.
And you know, it's returning to God, which is a form of revival and repentance.
I was just going to say the exact same word. What you're describing is revival.
Yeah.
And that's the only way out of this.
Right, exactly. You start with God first, just like they did in Ezra.
Yeah.
You start with the recommitting to God, everybody, all
yes.
your leaders, all your people and pastors, recommitting to the Lord first, because that's your foundation.
Yep.
And then you go up and you fall and you decide to adhere to the laws of the Constitution and purge those people. That's where Article 4, Section 4 comes in.
Right.
You know, from the book 444, right?
Yes.
And so you use Article 4, Section 4, which says, we are guaranteed a Republican form of government, not a communist form of government.
That's right.
They're illegal. They're
not socialist,
in
not fascist,
illegally.
Not Sharia, not any other
not
form of government.
Sustainable development.
That's
none
right.
of it.
Yep.
Yep. And so that was the whole leading for that book was that organizational structure.
Yeah. Good one. Man, yep. That's Ezra 9 and 10.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And then so just to repeat the word of the day. For Wifflebat Wednesday is from Ezra chapter 10, verses 1 through 9.
There you go. There's your reading assignment.
Yeah.
Good one.
Oh, yeah. If you have time, read both 9 and 10.
Right. What great principle to stand on.
For sure.
And if you have time, read 444.
Even better.
Yeah.
No, not even better. Next.
Right.
Next.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and take a break then, and we'll be back here in just a couple of moments. This segment brought to you by Katie Armour. Serious body armor for serious times. Christian patriot-owned business. And that's C-A-T-I Armor. KatieArmor.com. Check him out. And stay right there. We'll be back right after this.
Yes. The communists have plans for you. As soon as they're in power, they will arrest many of you, seize your property.
And so when you are not with where majority of Americans are, then, you know, that is extreme. That is an extreme way of thinking.
The rest of you will be regimented and some of you forced into slave labor.
And so when you are not with where majority of Americans are, then, you know, that is extreme. That is an extreme way of thinking.
One more step towards their main goal, which is America and you.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. but it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. That's prepping2-0.com. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two, leaked documents, or were they? Or was it accidental? Was it nefarious? Was it intentional? Can we trust anything that we see or hear anymore?
That's right. I've got this article here from Epoch Times describing Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin speaking during a briefing at the Pentagon in Washington. And it says here that Austin vows to investigate and turn over every rock to find the source of intel leak. Well, I'd have to say that he probably doesn't have to really look too far. And the interesting part is that they didn't want to admit that those documents were real,
right?
First of all. So
discredit, so, right out the bat.
Right.
Right
so,
off the bat.
So now they're like, okay, they're definitely real, and this is huge problem, and we're gonna turn over every rock to find out who did it. But listen to this guy. This little clip comes from the White House on leaked Pentagon documents. It says, this is information that has no business in the public domain. Listen now.
Again, without confirming the validity of the documents, this is information that has no business in the public domain. It has no business, if you don't mind me saying, on the pages of front pages of newspapers or on television. It is not intended for public consumption, and it should not be out there.
So, in other words, don't look at the documents.
That's
if
right.
If you happen to see them, look away.
Look away. But without confirming the validity of these documents.
Right, I can't even confirm the validity. But don't look at them.
But if you see them, don't look.
You know, there are a lot of things involved. I mean, it implicates so many different governments around the world. And it also implicates, of course, our own government as far as fudging the numbers, completely lying about the numbers. The way more Ukrainians have been killed than they've been telling us officially. And way fewer Russians have been killed. It also shows the United States military capabilities depleting quickly and Ukraine's depleting quickly, that they're not going to be able to continue on like this past May. That's coming up quick.
Right, exactly. And here we have, you know, at the same time, this whole thing wraps up around Joe Biden's White House involved in raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, right? And we've got from America First Legal, they have demanded the documents, basically, and they're suing to get these documents to find out that, yes, Joe Biden was the one that was involved in the raid on his Mar-a-Lago residence.
Oh, right,
over
right.
The boxes, because they needed to cover up what the Bidens were doing with all of these classified documents, right? And so now America First Legal has the documents showing that, yep, he's the one that called for that, and that whole raid
on Mar-a-Lago.
Trump.
Right.
Yes, exactly. And meanwhile, now, Trump says here, the box is hoax. Where I did nothing wrong, but Biden did, is just another way for the Democrats to cheat on elections through, in this case, election interference.
That's right.
I'm covered by the Presidential Records Act, and unlike Biden, who is not president, have the power to declassify. My people are being threatened and harassed by a thug prosecutor who was put in by Biden Trump haters. Our legal system is corrupt, and the Democrats are using it to rig the 2024 presidential election.
Yep.
Way up in polls is what he said.
Oh, yeah. He's skyrocketing.
Oh, yeah. Huge. And so it's interesting because we have this other clip here from Fox News with Monica Crowley, who is the former assistant treasury secretary. And her little clip here is called Following the Money. Listen to what she has to say about it.
Republicans and their investigation to really excavate the depth of what's gone on here. But what we know so far from what's been detailed and disclosed is that these transactions were not just geared toward enriching the Biden family, which of course they were, but a lot of these transactions that we know about so far were actually also designed to help the CCP advance their strategic and military interests. We're talking about billions of dollars in some of these financial dealings that Hunter Biden was coordinating. So it's not just about their personal enrichment, but it's also about helping the CCP achieve their goal of, by 2025, economic dominance in the world, supplanting the United States, and by 2030, matching the U.S. military.
Yeah, you don't buy something for nothing.
Exactly
right. The payments would certainly be understood to be in pursuit of some quid pro quo, some objective, some goal for China. I want to ask you about this while I have you, though. There's been this classified document leak in the last, it's been about the last 24 hours. It's appeared on Twitter. It's detailed a ton of American national security interest in Ukraine, casualties in Russia, American spying operations. When you look at this, tell me in your estimation the significance of it, and also whose interest, where would this be coming from?
Yeah, it's a very interesting leak because it does look like it's an inside job. It's actually photographs of existing documents. So it looks like somebody with access to these documents in the Pentagon's intelligence wing took photographs and then leaked it. Now, the Pentagon says that they're engaged in a deep dive to try to locate the source of this leak. I guess all of a sudden now they're interested in leakers.
Yeah, something about this whole thing stinks. I don't know if somebody's being set up or I just don't trust anything. Anything being leaked, or was it accidental or what? You know, there's just...
Right. Well, anytime the CCP is benefiting from what has been leaked and helps them militarily, and they're now saying they're going to stomp Taiwan, I think that's a good indicator.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a World Economic Forum chaos machine, you know, being involved.
Right.
You know, we'll find out. We'll find out a bit, or maybe we will. But, well, we'll continue to follow it. You guys, you have a blessed and a safe day out there. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.